Chapter 26, Abbé de Fontaine, 11:30 a.m. The seneschal sat in his chambers. Two brothers guarded his door. On his desk lay the two books he'd taken from the library two nights ago. He reached for the codex from the 15th century.
"You must finish the quest. It is your destiny."
That's what the master had told Geoffrey. But he'd also said,
"Those who have followed the path you are about to take have been many, and never has anyone succeeded."
But did they know all that he knew? Surely not. He reached for the other volume. The words had been penned in November 1897 by the order's then marshal, a man who'd been in direct contact with Abbé Jean-Antoine Maurice Gélis, the parish priest for the village of Custoza, which lay not far from Rennes-le-Château. Theirs had been a fortuitous encounter, for the marshal had learned vital information. A few passages caught his attention, words he'd first read with interest 3 years ago.
"I was distressed to learn that the Abbé Gélis was murdered in his own home on All Saints' Day. He never opened the door to strangers, and there was no sign of forced intrusion. Officials concluded that the Abbé had known his attacker. In my opinion, the motive for the crime was found in the priest's bedroom. There, the assailant had pried open a briefcase, but it was impossible to know if anything had been removed. The constable concluded that the murderer was searching for something, and I may know what that could be. 2 weeks prior to his murder, I met with Abbé Gélis. A month before that, Gélis had communicated with the bishop in Carcassonne. I appeared at Gélis's home, posing as the bishop's representative, and we discussed at length what troubled him. Sometime in the summer of 1896, Gélis discovered a glass vial containing a cryptogram inside his church in Custoza. He told me that 6 years earlier, the Abbé Saunier from Rennes-le-Château found a cryptogram in his church too. When compared, they were identical. Saunier believed that both vials had been left by the Abbé Bigou, who served both parishes during the French Revolution. Saunier also thought there was a connection between the cryptograms and the tomb of Marie d'Hautpoul de Blanchefort. Abbé Bigou had been her confessor and commissioned her headstone and marker, having an assortment of unique words and symbols inscribed thereon. Unfortunately, Saunier deciphered nothing, but after a year of work, Gélis solved the cryptogram. He told me that he was not entirely truthful with Saunier, thinking his fellow abbé's motives impure. So, he withheld from his colleague the solution he had determined. Abbé Gélis wanted the bishop to know the complete solution, and believed he was accomplishing that act by telling me."
Unfortunately, the marshal did not record what Gélis said. Perhaps he was another schemer, like de Roquefort. Strangely, the marshal himself disappeared a year later in 1898. He left one day and never returned. But thank the Lord, the marshal had copied the cryptogram into his journal.